Moving on to Yemen now, fighting has intensified between Ansarullah forces and Saudi-backed mercenaries in and around the city of Hodeida. Military sources say the clashes have reached residential streets of the port city. They say the Yemeni army and Ansarullah forces are putting up fierce resistance. Saudi and Emirati jets are also pounding the city from air. Earlier, Ansarullah fighters took control of two strategic districts of Jabalia and Mateena. The Saudi-led coalition began a new operation on November 1st to take control of Hodeida. Rights groups are worried that the attack may lead to high civilian casualties. Tens of thousands of people have already fled the city. Hodeida is a vital lifeline for Yemenis as the majority of imports and humanitarian aid enter through this port. Now, again, more on the situation on Gaza. We will be keeping you posted on every single detail that we receive. And now we have found out that two Hamas commanders have been killed by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip in the air raid that was carried out by Israeli special forces on Khan Yunus in the Gaza Strip. Now, moving on to our next story, former manager of the UNHCR Iran Refugee Health Project, Judith Brown, says the assault on Hodeida has worsened the famine and speeded up the spread of diseases like cholera.
There's a lot of civilians are caught in between the warring parties and aren't able to escape. Many of them have escaped, but those that have escaped haven't really got anywhere to go to unless they've got family in Sana'a or some other city where they can go and take refuge. The rest of them are maybe sleeping in the desert or somewhere that's unsatisfactory. There isn't a proper system for giving assistance to people who are fleeing displaced from Hodeida. Also, of course, the water plant was bombed fairly early in the attacks on Hodeida, and so the cholera is increasing. And of course, the other very serious thing, the people of Hodeida were already really short of food, and caused by the war, we've seen some horrific pictures of people who just aren't getting enough to eat and are vastly underweight.